Every time I introduce myself, I am brother. No, no. I introduce my wife, miss. Yes, yes. It's really amazing how the Lord put us together with your preacher here. I was in North Carolina, and while I was driving on the way to change the oil of my car or van, I asked my wife, find a good preacher there for me. I need preaching. Good one. Lo and behold, the Lord just lead my wife to open that good preaching there. And I said to myself, oh God, who is this preacher? And I said, you could still touch my heart. I mean, crying, sobbing. So after listening to that preaching, I pull up the car and I say, Lord, whoo, you got me here. I'm in that car. I felt the Holy Ghost grabbing my heart. I was listening closely to that message, every word, extra mile preaching. And I said, this is a kind of preacher I need to be with. Not just preacher, but preaching with the power of God. We have so many preachers nowadays. I mean, good preachers. Hey, we need the power of God. So I said, by faith, God, you know what you did to my heart. Please, please allow me to talk to this preacher here. I call. Lo and behold, he answered the phone. I lost my faith already because these big preachers in America would not answer your call or call you back. That's a wicked, wicked attitude of these dorky preachers. So proud. No more heart to serve. They think they are bosses. If you want to be the greatest, be the servant of all. So, lo and behold, we have good connection. While he was preaching and pretty good, I mean good preaching, preaching to the college students, I said, Lord, give this preacher here to preach to 1,000 young people to my youth camp. That time, after listening to him, I said, preacher, God spoke to me that I'm inviting you to come and preach 1,000 young people whole week. And he said, let me pray, let me call you back. I was praying hard. And he's quite slow of calling me back. You cannot say no to brother. No, no. So I called him back and I said, yes, I'll go. That's what happened because of that connection. You're talking about putting things together in God's perfect time. And also the second thing that I can see the special moving of God in this church here and my church and my ministry back home. This is amazing. I've never been in a church and you supported us already. That's a miracle. I mean, it takes us 150, 200,000 miles to get the support. It takes us 50, 60 calls. You are blessed if this pastor will call you back. That's what's going on. Hard. But we're not serving people, we're serving God. This is God's work. He'll do it. But it's hard. It takes faith to fulfill the work of God. So, thank you so much. On behalf of my family and my ministry back home, I just would like to express from the bottom of our heart how you encourage us being our partner in the work of the Lord. To me, it's not money. To me, it's connection and partnership in prayers, encouragement, and all this practical, physical, you know, partnership. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I step out by faith, you step out by faith, you join us, and we are serving the same God. Amen? Amen. And I'm reminding you what you're doing here. God knows how I invested your money in your account in heaven. Because that's what Paul says, that it's not because of your support, it's not because of your gift, but it is Paul's desire that he would invest in your account. Not because he said, I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that you may abound in your account. So that's what you're doing if you are spending your money to for the cause of Christ and financing the gospel, the eternal word of God that would save the eternal souls of men. So thank you so much. As a result of that camp, church, thank you for sending your pastor to come and preach for me for that long week. Guess what? Over 300 young people got saved in the camp. We baptized 120 young people. 120. The greatest blessing is out from that camp. Right now, there are 5 professional young people now in our Bible college. Surrender their lives in the ministry. So that's what you're doing. God is at work. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. In a short period, I cannot just tell you everything. Me and my wife, born and raised as Catholic, but praise the Lord, American missionaries came to the island of the Philippines. We heard the gospel. For the first time, we got saved. And after my high school education, God called me to preach. I went to Bible college founded by an American missionary, Bob Hughes. I got a training under his ministry. My wife got saved and baptized under the church. And then we met there. And lo and behold, after my training at Bible college, you know, Bob Hughes is a great man of faith. He always challenged our 7,000 island in the Philippines. He said, who would go to this island? Who would go to this island and bring the gospel? Who would go? While I was listening to him preaching, I said, Lord, I'll go to this island here. 5 million people, no Baptist church. I went to this particular city here, about 70,000 people. Listen, no Baptist church whatsoever. You know the blessing when you do not have any other Baptist churches. Regardless how hard you preach, people would stay. They have nowhere to go. Unlike here, when members and Christians do not like a preacher, they will go to shopping churches around. Spoiled brat. You have to be faithful to your church. Problems, tough time is normal in a Christian life. What you're talking about here? Anyhow, that's a blessing when you are the only Baptist church in town. But the Lord lead us to start a church, listen, from scratch. Nothing. I just came to this island. Just my Bible and my faith. The time God is listening. My home church supported me $3 a month, 150 pesos. And I told the Lord, Lord, you called me. You must be kidding here. You must be responsible to me. You called me. I will obey you. It's your job to provide. I went. Shared the gospel day and night. Left and right. And now, in my bed, you would see how God honor our faith. That time I have no chance whatsoever to come to America and share my heart. It's totally sacrifice. When you will step up by faith and serve God, you must prepare to sacrifice. And I don't know the word sacrifice for American mentality, American mind. You have no idea, no clue about sacrifice. You're spoiled brat. But when the time when we started the work with 3 children, we don't know where to get the milk for the day. We don't know how to survive and get the rice for the day. But listen, we never miss one meal. We never miss one meal. In our culture in the Philippines, I take advantage of that. The Bible says, be wise as a dove. And in our culture in the Philippines, when you knock on door before the meal, our culture would say, especially if she got saved or that family got saved, they will not let you go unless you eat. So that's a good time to do soul winning. If you cannot stay, it's our culture that they'll give you something. Rice, fish, anything that you can bring to your family. So I must keep busy knocking doors. And I was so crazy. But you know what? The Lord bless. Out from the church, we're running now about 900 people. Out from the church, we planted 26 churches. We send missionaries now out from the church and went to our Bible college that went to Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand. And you would see more in my film. I am the only one doing the big tent ministry. I put 3,500 people every night in that long week tent meeting. 3,500. For long week meeting, my first week, over 2,000 souls saved. And then the second week, another 1,000 souls saved. That's what I'm asking you to send your preacher to preach. You'd see what we're doing here. That is my testimony, and that's how God just used us in a humble way. And I am telling you, it's exciting to serve the Lord because He is the same God. Every day He is the same God that we serve. Every day is as excited as was many years ago because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. What's your problem, Christian, for a long time? And say you lose your excitement and your passion. Who is your God now? He is the same God you serve. If He is the same God, why are you not excited? Oh, I'm not preaching here. This is Sunday school. I have to go back to my text. Turn. Turn your Bible, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. You are such wonderful people here. I just feel that I'm preaching to my people. You know why? Church, thank you, preacher, for allowing me. I'm very much encouraged today after connecting to you how hungry and how godly you are here. I've been around in many churches around. You know what? They lost their desire of serving God. That's the reason why Christianity is dying in America. Because Christians come and go into the church and lose their heart for God. And you are different. I preach God for you. You are the few remnant of this country that God can use and turn again your country for God. Because it's only godliness and preaching the word that would change your wicked country. You are the hope, blessed hope. Stay where you are. Amen?
Amen.
Stay. God will bless you here. Acts chapter 2. I praise God for the perfect example that God set before us to pattern our ministry. Well, Christ came to the world, not just the Savior of the world, but He came to build the church. Are you with me? Now listen, I don't believe such kind of parachurch and organisms, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe that. I strongly believe in the local church. That's the only institution that commissioned by God to preach the gospel. Outside from that, that's a man-made thing. That's what's going to happen when people become smarter than God. They make their own way of doing the work of God. But we got the word of God to pattern our ministry. We have the Bible. That's why Christ came. Not just He said, I love the world. He gave His life. He came. Not just He said that I will build my church. He established the church. I praise God. I am in the truth church because my founder is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And praise God, the first members of the first church were the first apostles. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ and 12 apostles were baptized by John the Baptist. Hey, what kind of church are you talking about here? Is there any other church that Christ founded? No, only Baptist Church. The first members of the first church were the 12 apostles, including Jesus Christ Himself, was baptized by John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Those that do not understand being a Baptist, you are ashamed. But those who truly understand the Bible are very proud. Hallelujah, I'm a Baptist. Are you a Baptist?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then you are saved. In Acts chapter 2, before Jesus Christ went up to heaven, He established the church and founded the church. And then He said to the church, go in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise the Lord. In God's plan, God included Philippines.
Amen.
Amen. God included the brown people. Hallelujah. That's God's perfect plan. Now, the church went, and the secret was, it's the work. I mean, it was the power of the Holy Ghost. I have hard time for a long time. Why in the world of all the books in the Bible, this is the only book that called Acts. Did you find out that the reason why that the God called this Bible Acts, it is an Acts of the Holy Ghost in the lives of the believers. That should be the way we Christians should serve God. Because outside from the power of the Holy Ghost, hey, you'll never make it. That's why he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And that is the lifestyle. That is a kind of ministry that how Christ founded. Now what happened because they followed that in chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly receive his word were baptized, and the same day they were added to them. How many? 3,000 souls in chapter 4, verse 4. Look at that in chapter 4. Of it, many of them. Chapter 4, verse 4. Of it, many of them which heard the word of God believed, and the number of the men was about how many? 5,000 souls. Chapter 5 and in verse 14. Chapter 5 in verse 14. And believers were the more added to the Lord, and multitudes both of men and women. Multitudes after multitudes. But preacher, what's the secret? Holy Ghost. Can I tell you something? That's what we're missing. We do not give the chance the Holy Ghost to work in our leadership, in our ministry, because sometimes you are so smart, we don't need him. Because sometimes we think we can do the job. Can I tell you something? The work of God, you cannot do it without God. That's the secret of the church. And that's what we need in our church. That's where what we pattern our ministry. And we should not get away from it. Outside from it, hey! That would not work. It's impossible. Okay? Now, what do you mean, preacher? What made this New Testament church different? First, go back chapter 2. Go back chapter 2. In verse 41, what made the New Testament church different? In verse 42, the Bible says, 41, the Bible says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What made the New Testament church different? Number one, first, its efforts in evangelism. Listen, church. Once we lose our heartbeat in soul winning, you lose the main thing in the ministry. The heartbeat of the church should be soul winning. Because that's the heartbeat of Jesus Christ. In our church, back home, except Monday, Tuesday, or the way to Saturday, we have soul winning. One-on-one soul winning. Every Tuesday, we have church-wide soul winning. About 150 soul winners going out, left and right. Okay? We have that one-on-one soul winning, and we have this massive soul winning. We can go to the public school until the principal, before you come to do your rooms, give us 30 minutes. We'll have values program. Our government imposed values program. So I volunteer myself as values lecturer. If you have 30 minutes, what you gonna do? Hey, preach Jesus! Amen. This Catholic principals, Catholic, you know, administrators would say, oh, you are preaching your religion. No, that is spiritual values. Thousand souls saved. In our city, how many schools we cover? about saving schools. Every day we evangelize. We have one school in our city, 7,000 public students. That's all pin, and every day we penetrate that. We have this tent ministry. I'm only one doing that. It's totally different thing in your tent meeting here. Because the tent meeting here, everybody drive their own car. Expect good singers, good preaching, good fellowship. But in the Philippines, that is not the way how we do it. We send out our workers 2 months before the tent to work in different areas to bring people in. The first service at the tent meeting, 1 hour is purely preaching to the unbelievers, to the Catholics, so that how we bring 3,500 people. Then we send them home, and then after that, the Christians and preachers will stay for second service. That is revival. First is evangelism. Second is revival. That's how we do in our tent meeting every year. Why, preacher? Listen, everything we do in this church is all for the unsaved souls. Amen? Amen? So that's what we learn from this verse, how this first church founded their ministry. You know, this the work here on the 120 believers, and everyone were following and witnessing. Okay? And that's very sad thing today, because many churches, my friend, have no more passion for souls. Very, very sad condition in our many churches. Now, look in verse 42. It's efforts in evangelism. Number two, in verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in apostles' doctrine, fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. What is that, preacher? It's number two, it's wonderful worship. The Bible says they continued steadfastly in apostles' doctrine. Meaning, they continued steadfastly in studying the Word of God. That's the reason why this church keep on advancing and reaching out, because the members were loaded and educated and indoctrinated with the Word of God. Can I tell you something? If you don't desire to grow in the Word of God, you'll be useless. Your Christianity would be too shallow. God cannot use you. Preacher, what do you mean? They continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrine. What is that, preacher? They continue steadfastly in loving the people of God. I mean, that's another element that we need in the church. Not just studying the Word of God. Now, the number two is to love one with another. When we do not have this, we do not have the strength to reach out. Are you following me? We need it, my friend. And that's the secret of this church right here. And what is this? Then they continue steadfastly in studying the Word of God, in loving the people of God, and then in sharing the people of God, and in lifting their prayers to God. By the way, their worship was not formalistic, but their worship was very faith-building worship. It's not emotional thing. It's not thing that draw the crowd. It's a Bible preaching worship. Because we cannot worship God outside from the Word of God. He that worship Him must worship Him, the Spirit and in truth. Amen? And their worship was not ritualistic, but it was spiritually refreshing and uplifting and equipping. That's the kind of church we need, preacher. That's the kind of church, a New Testament church, a dynamic church, a powerful church. That's the kind of church. I hope you can see the whole picture here now. A kind of church that Jesus Christ founded. And that's the kind of church we need to pattern our church. So it's efforts in evangelism, it's wonderful worship. And then I like here in verse 44. What is that, preacher, in verse 44? It's their fantastic fellowship. Verse 44. And all that believed together and that had all things common. Look at the verse 45. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them all, men, as every man had need. Wow, fantastic fellowship. They love one another. They cared for people more than the things of the world. Can we find Christians like that? You know, since I have the freedom, and sometimes I'm careful because I don't want to be a damage. I don't want in the church. I want to be a blessing. Sometimes I cannot say these words for church that are not ready to hear. But I know you're ready. But I'll tell you right now. You know what's killing your Christianity? Your materialism. You know many of you lose your heart no more. Because your heart is converted from God to material things. You know why many members are not here right now? They are playing their toys. Hunting, fishing. Summertime, they get crazy. Another thing that got your heart here from God is that your sports now is your God. I know I cannot preach that to some other churches, but now you give me the freedom to preach. I have to tell you the truth. Because that's what's going on, and that is what is killing Christianity in America. That's idolatry, my friend, and idolism, my friend. The materialism, my friend, is killing America. And it's very sad, listen to me now, creeping in churches and hearts of believers. Some of us is more comfortable to spend our money for nothing than spending our money financing the gospel. How much you spend for nothing, ask yourself how much you give for mission. Hello? Hello? Let me just realign a little bit your values here. Let me just realign a little bit your senses here of values and your outlook in life. Because that's what's going on. If you'll not preach the word of God, many of our members are trapped of materialism in their hearts. You worship money in this church, in this country. And the sad thing, you play with God. You play with God. You worship your job and you play in church. That's the reason why Christianity is dying. That's the reason why you're losing the grip, my friend. Because of that thing. Can you imagine that first church there? They sold their cars, their farms, their possessions, and they give to every brother in Christ who are in need. Preacher, what you're talking about? I'm talking about old old-fashioned Christianity. I'm talking about Christians in the Bible right here. Not Christian by name. But that is Christianity according to the first century Christianity. And my friend, we have to open our mind. I mean, these people, these members, they love one another. They cared for people more than the things. And they responded to crisis in each other's lives. I mean, they put away all divisions. Oh, I have no time for my fan. I guess I will close on that one. Amen. I just love to preach. I just love to be a blessing to your heart. But get more blessing of this film here. Because listen, this is a ministry by faith. And please, let God speak to you. Don't just see the pictures. See the souls of men. And it will change your life. Let us pray. Our God in heaven, thank you so much, God, for this wonderful hour in our Sunday school. Lord, I already felt the power and the freedom of the Holy Ghost in this church and in this pulpit. Thank you, God, for this church. Now bless our time to see these ministries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.